Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
New Zealand head coach John Wright is to step down from his position following the Black Caps tour of the West Indies later this year. Wright took charge in 2010, guiding the side to the semi-finals of the 2011 World Cup and to a Test Series draw in Australia, which included a 7-run win in Hobart. Offered a contract extension by New Zealand Cricket, Wright has decided to turn it down. Prior to coaching New Zealand, he led India between 2000 and 2005, and in his playing career represented New Zealand in 82 Tests and 149 ODIs, including 4 World Cups and a spell as captain. England's Jenny Gunn has had her bowling action cleared by the ICC following independent analysis, and she is now free to continue bowling in international cricket. She was reported following the first ODI in New Zealand on the 1st of March, but independent testing has confirmed that she has a legal action. The report noted that she does have a high degree of hyperextension in her bowling arm, which she cannot control. Hyperextension does not count in the ICC threshold of 15 degrees, and therefore her deliveries during testing were all legal. She was reported during England's 5-wicket win in the first ODI in Lincoln by umpires Derek Walker and Phil Jones, but she's now been cleared to continue bowling, and that gives England a boost as they step up preparations for the ICC Women's World 20 later this year and the ICC Women's World Cup next year. Deccan Chargers took their second victory of the Indian Premier League with a comprehensive 13-run win over the Pune Warriors in Cuttack. They did the double over the IPL's newest team after a belligerent performance with the bat and a disciplined effort with the ball. They defended a score of 186 for 4 by restricting Pune to 173 for 5 to lift themselves to within 3 points of 8th place Kings XI Punjab in the table. Excellent half centuries and a 157-run partnership together from Cameron White and Kumar Sangakkara set up Deccan's imposing score. In the second game of the day, Delhi Daredevils captain Virender Sehwag smashed a 20-ball half century as the Delhi Daredevils smashed the Rajasthan Royals by 6 wickets in Jaipur. He smacked 73 and 38 deliveries to once again establish a 3-point lead for the Delhi Daredevils at the top of the table.